tonight that I was sitting in my study doing some research work on poisons for my good friend, Inspector Noah Danton. Coincidentally, the time was exactly 8:32 and a quarter when the telephone rang. Yes, Drake speaking.
This is Stephanie Brett. Been shot. Dying. Pierre Chaminade State. Westchester. It was...
There was no mistaking the sound which came to me over the telephone. Miss Brett had lost consciousness and dropped the phone. I hurriedly called Inspector Noah Danton, explained what had happened, and asked him to meet me at the Chaminade place. 45 minutes later, I drove into Chaminade's driveway and found the ground swarming with guests, most of whom were young and beautiful women.
Oh, Mother! Oh, Mother, man!
All right, you vultures, lay off. I saw him first. Go on, scat.
For a minute, I was scared.
Well, you should be. That was a terrible fate I rescued you from. You ought to be grateful.
I am grateful. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm...
No, don't tell me. Let me guess. You're, Gary Cooper.
Hardly.
Walter Pigeon?
No, you're very flattering, but...
Frank Sinatra.
Now, wait, please.
Oh, well, I give up. Doesn't matter, really. Come on, let's go over and have a drink, shall we?
At any other time, I'd be delighted, Miss Brett, but now...
Oh, how wonderful. You know my name.
Naturally. A famous and lovely model like yourself could hardly expect to go unrecognized.
Oh, you're sweet. What did I ever do to deserve such gallantry?
Your beauty and charm inspire gallantry.
Would you mind mingling with the other guests and repeating that in a loud voice? And please call me Hala.
Thank you, Hala. And now I must insist that you know my name and why I'm here. I'm Barton Drake.
Barton Drake?
Yes.
Not the crime expert.
The same.
Oh, this is too wonderful. All day long, I've been wishing for a man. I mean, a real one, and now...
Hala, my purpose in being here is to see your sister.
Sister? Oh, I have no sister.
Oh? The young lady who called said her name was Stephanie Brett.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Oh, dear cousin Stephanie. Little wretch. Well, that does it.
What does what?
Destroys the illusion. For a minute, I thought that it was I you were interested in. And now this. Well, Hala, well, you never learn.
May I see your cousin Stephanie at once, Miss Brett? Hala.
Why not? I'm sure one more won't make any difference.
One more?
Dear, dear Stephanie is in the library, resting. An hour ago, she became bored and complained of a headache.
A headache?
Mm-hmm. The dear darling's way of announcing to all the men on the place that she will hold private audience in the library to anything in trousers who happens to wander by in the interest of her health.
Oh, I see. Which way is the library, please?
Just follow the male exodus. Oh, come along. A woman scorned is usually a sucker. We might as well get it over with. In a moment, you'll hear the sound of male voices raised in adulation. Here we are. Prepared to be fawned upon, Mr. Crime Expert. Oh, what a pleasant surprise. No men. Cousin Steph. Oh.
Is that your cousin Stephanie sitting at the desk?
Yes. Only why is she sprawled out like that? Stephanie!
Close the door, please.
Stephanie! There's blood on her face. She's been shot.
Please, wait here, Miss Brett. Bullet hole through temple, gun on floor, telephone receiver off foot. Yes, there can be no question.
Oh, what happened? Is she dead?
Quite dead, Miss Brett.
Dead. And she...
Your concern surprises me, Miss Brett. A moment ago, I got the impression that you disliked your cousin intensely.
I did. We all did. Every model at the studio. She was so beautiful, so cold, so contemptuous of the rest of us. But now, lying there. Oh, I can't believe it.
But I can't believe it. I saw his car out front. Now, look what's this. Stop bothering me. If this is the library, I'm going in. Oh,
Come in, Inspector Dan. Come
hey.
In.
There you are. Uh-oh. You found her, eh?
Yes, I regret to say that I arrived too late. Who is this gentleman, Inspector?
Buster? I don't know. Someone important, I guess.
Ayla, who are these men? Why are you crying? Stephanie said she was coming. Good heavens. Stephanie.
Stephanie, darling. She's been shot.
Yes. Are you, were you a relative of Miss Brett?
Relative? Good heavens, no. I'm Orion Cooper. Stephanie and I were engaged.
I see. In that case...
In that case, I demand to know who you men are and what you're doing here and why someone doesn't call the police.
We are the police.
The police? Hala, did you...
Don't be a fool, Orion.
Did she what?
Never mind. Oh, what a terrible shock. I can't believe it.
I think Mr. Cooper was going to ask Hala if she had anything to do with the shooting. Is that right, Cooper?
Well, I'm...
Of course he was. The moment he'll accuse me of murdering my own cousin.
Since you brought it up, Hala, did you have anything to do with it? You had good cause, you know.
No more than you.
I? Well, that's perfectly silly to...
Well, I happen to know Seth broke her engagement to you this morning.
That's a lie. You're saying that because Pierre Chaminade didn't take up the option on your contract. You begged Streff to use her influence, and she refused. You found out that a pretty face and a slinky figure wouldn't get you everything. So you resorted to murder.
Why, you lying rat!
Just a minute. Just a minute. Now, look. There's only one bullet hole, so only one of you could be the murderer. I'd like to make everybody happy by arresting you both. But that wouldn't be ethical. But what's the setup?
Just as you say it, Inspector. It seems there were some tennis matches this morning. Miss Brett, that is, Stephanie Brett, pleaded a headache and announced she was going to the library to rest.
Well, it was an old trick of hers. She knew that every man within earshot would sneak up here and pay homage to her.
Oh, she was that kind of a babe, was she?
She was worse than that. She loved the power she held over men.
Stop that, Hala. What you're saying isn't true.
It is true, and you know it, Orion. Every man at whom Stephanie ever smiled knew it. She wasn't human.
Miss Brett, I don't suppose that you visited Stephanie while she was resting here in the library?
Well, yes, I did, Orion.
Oh?
Rather, I tried to. There was someone ahead of me.
A man?
Yes. Pierre Chaminade.
Chaminade?
Pierre Chaminade is an expert on beautiful women, Inspector. He acts as agent for about 50 of them, hires them out as models.
Sounds like a nice business.
So, behind the back of Pierre Chaminade, you talk about him, eh? Monsieur et mademoiselle, these I do not like. Explain, please.
Well, how do you like that? Listen, chummy, where did you come from?
Where did I come from? Such a silly question. In my own house, he asked me where I come from. Who are you? Explain, please.
Say, look, you...
Inspector, do you mind...
No, go ahead and tell him who we are.
Mr. Chaminade, I'm Barton Drake, a private detective. This is Inspector Noah Danton.
The police. Explain, please.
Miss Hala Brett and Mr. Orion Cooper, you know, of course. The young lady there by the telephone...
Stephanie, with her I'm very well acquainted. She... Mon Dieu. What is this?
She shot in the head. She's dead, oui?
Quite dead.
Explain, please.
Listen... How about you doing a little explaining? We happen to know you were in here talking with a gal just before she was murdered.
Oh-ho. So the wind blows toward Pierre Chaminade, oui?
Yeah, right smack dab in your direction.
You'd think I did this thing, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Explain, please.
Now, look, Frenchy, suppose we ask the questions. Why did you shoot her?
Inspector, you're a fool. Shoot her? I did not do so. I think the man who shoot her is Monsieur Cooper.
Why, you know...
Take it easy, Cooper. What makes you think Cooper is the murderer, Chaminade?
Oh, it is simple. Stephanie is about to die because of some strange disease only I know about. Today, she tells this to Monsieur Cooper. From him, she has some letters for which she demands money. Monsieur Cooper does not like this. So, poof, in the head, he shoots her.
Hello. Evening Ledger. This is Barton Drake. Yes, that's right. What time does the first edition of your paper go to press, please? 1:30 p.m. Thank you. Well, Inspector, anything new?
No. I've been questioning the guests for 2 hours and got nowhere. I hate beautiful women, especially those long-legged chassis kind.
Well, when we've got more time, Inspector, I'm going to find out just what your type is. But first, has the report come in from the fingerprint department at headquarters?
Not yet. Oh. You know, Bart, there's something screwy about this whole setup.
Oh, so?
Yeah. The girl was lying dead in this room for more than an hour. All that time, the telephone that she had used was off the hook.
Oh, I see what you mean. There are at least a half a dozen extension phones on the same line.
Sure.
Stands to reason someone would have tried to call.
Yeah. And everyone swears he didn't go near a telephone. Now, that guy Chaminade...
You can take it from me, Inspector. That Pierre Chaminade is a phony.
Yeah. How do you know?
His so-called accent. Why, it's a cross between French Canuck, Spanish, and East Side New York.
Putting on an act, eh? Why?
I don't know. Possibly only to impress his clients. Well, let's get to work. The way I see it, we've got three suspects. Chaminade, Halebret, and Orion Cooper.
And all of them claim it is the other fellow that shot Stephanie. Nice people.
Well, let's begin with the most likely suspect first. Orion Cooper. He's up in his room now, waiting for us. Mr. Cooper, do I understand that you were here, in your room, between the hours of 1:30 and 2:30 this afternoon?
Yes, I was.
You were alone?
Yes.
No one entered or left the room?
That's right.
You stated earlier that you were reading your paper during that hour.
Yes, I was. Why? What are you trying to prove? If you think that I murdered Stephanie, you're wasting your time.
Well, we got plenty of it to waste. You had as good a reason as anyone to murder the girl, and we both think...
Come in, Miss Brett. And, Chaminade.
Here we are all together again, just like dear familiar friends.
Yes, well, this I do not like. If you will excuse me, I'll be back.
We will please excuse nothing. Come back here.
We explain, please.
Explain, please, yourself. What was it you wanted Miss Brett to lie about?
Oh, it was nothing. I make the big joke.
Okay. Or it didn't sound like a joke to me.
What was it all about, Miss Brett?
He wanted me to tell you and Inspector Danton that I was mistaken when I said I heard him talking to Stephanie just before she was murdered.
So that's it.
Please. It was the reputation of the great Pierre Chaminade of which I was thinking. It would not be good for business for
me. Oh, you wanted to make me out a liar to save your precious reputation. Why,
please.
You...
I'm thinking only of my lovely girl.
Oh, shut up, Chaminade. What? What are you looking at that newspaper for?
I was just wondering if... This was the paper Mr. Cooper was reading during the solitary hour he spent in this room. Is it, Mr. Cooper?
Yes. Why?
You see, this is today's issue of the Ledger. It went to press at 1:30 p.m. If you didn't leave your room between the hours of 1:30 and 2:30, and no one visited you, how did this newspaper get up here?
Why,
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, this is Danton. How are you, Sam? What? Two sets of prints, eh? Okay, thanks. That was the fingerprint department. There were two sets of fingerprints on the gun. Stephanie Brett's and Hala Brett's. Miss Brett, you got to talk fast to get yourself out of this one.
I didn't do it. I didn't.
No, of course you didn't. You only tried to. Stephanie saw the gun in your hand and grabbed at it. You struggled. The gun went off. Stephanie fell to the floor and you dropped the gun and got out of there. Man, couldn't be any more perfect.
That's not true. We didn't struggle and there wasn't a shot.
Then you do admit coming into the library.
Well, yes, I wanted to talk to Steph alone. It was the first chance I'd had since Pierre told me he wasn't going to take up my option. I knew that Steph could help if she wanted.
Hello, Steph. Feeling better?
Why, Cousin Hala, this is a surprise. Were you really worried?
Well, of course. It must be terrible to have those dreadful headaches.
Oh, your deep concern touches me, Cousin. I suppose you skip the balderdash and tell me what's really on your mind.
Oh, don't look so shocked, darling. You came here to ask me to try and talk Pierre into renewing your contract, didn't you?
Well,
Yes, I did. Steph, you've got to help me. Pierre will do anything you say. He'll know what will happen if it gets out that he let my option lapse.
I know exactly what'll happen. You'll be washed up, finished. Your dream of a Hollywood contract will disappear into thin air.
Then you will help me?
No. No. This is a moment I've waited a long time for, Cousin Hala. I hate you. I've hated you since the day I asked you to help me get a job with Pierre.
Oh, I did help you. I did everything I could.
That's a lie. You did nothing. You pretended to help, but all the time you were sticking a knife in my back. You were jealous and suspicious and afraid. Oh, yes. Pierre told me how you helped.
Pierre told you?
Pierre and you were sweethearts. He told me that, too. Well, he's tired of you now. You're through, darling, and you might as well get used to the idea.
You can't do this to me, Stephanie. You can't. I'll kill you.
What are you doing in that desk drawer? Taylor.
It's a gun, darling. A beautiful, ugly little gun. I just remember that Pierre kept it here. How fortunate.
Oh, so that's it. You're going to kill me.
Darling, that's a lie.
You haven't the nerve.
Oh, haven't I? Haven't I? Well, I'll show you.
Explain, please.
Stephanie was right. I didn't have the nerve to shoot her. Even if Pierre hadn't appeared.
So, then what did you do?
Well, I threw the gun on the floor and ran past Pierre out into the hall. The door to the den was open, so I went in. I wanted to be alone. I knew that nothing I could do now would change Stephanie's mind.
Well, now, think of that. I was wrong all the time, wasn't I?
How long were Pierre and Stephanie together in the library, Miss Brett?
I don't know. It didn't matter then.
Did you hear the shot?
Yes, but not until after Orion had come along the corridor.
Orion?
Now, look here, Haley.
Oh, what's the use, Orion? He'll get the truth sooner or later. I already know you were lying when you said you were in your room all the time.
That, Miss Brett, is good advice. Well, Cooper?
This is preposterous. I had nothing to do with it.
Then you won't mind telling us why you left your room and later lied about it.
I can explain about the newspaper easy enough.
That's what we're waiting for, brother.
Oh, very well. At 2:15, I went down to get the newspaper from the hall table. I heard angry voices coming from behind the library door. I knew that Stephanie had gone there to rest, so naturally I was in.
The thing you cannot do to me, Stephanie. Oh-ho, the great lover.
Yeah, what is the meaning of this? Why are you shouting at Stephanie?
I'll tell you, Monsieur Cooper. You of all people should know.
Pierre, please.
Ah, so now it's Pierre, please. Very well. Perhaps now you'll listen to my proposition, oui?
Oh, yes, I'll agree to anything, only please.
Bon, the contract. Tear it up, please.
I haven't it with me. You should know that.
Look here, what's all this talk about a contract? I demand an explanation.
And an explanation you will have, Monsieur. Mademoiselle Brett
has... Oh, please, Pierre, please.
No. Now, you're pulling the double cross, Miss Brett. Of these, I'm sure. So, Monsieur Cooper should know.
Know what?
That Mademoiselle Brett has a brain tumor. In 6 months, maybe less, poof, she'll be dead.
You despicable beast!
And now, with your lover, I leave you, Miss Stephanie Brett. Au revoir.
Is this true, Stephanie? Oh, my dear.
I didn't want you to know. I wanted just a few more days together. As we were before.
Of course, darling. Of course. Stephanie.
Yes, Orion.
Stephanie, darling. The letters.
The letters?
Those that I wrote you. Perhaps it would be better... would it be... Well... discreet, if we allowed them to be found among your possessions.
You too.
Don't misunderstand me, my dear. It's only that
you think it might injure your reputation as a great lover if the letters you wrote me were found.
That's ridiculous.
What a fool I was to believe you ever loved me, when it was only the fact that I was Pierre Chaminade's most promising model that attracted you.
Stephanie, please, you mustn't carry on.
You're all alike, all of you. Pierre demanded that I destroy my contract because if one of his lovely models were to tie, it would harm his reputation. And now this from you.
Stephanie.
I hate you.
There was nothing I could do for the poor thing, so I left her.
Very decent of you, Cooper.
Yeah, very. So what happened then?
I was halfway up the stairs when I heard the shot.
Well?
Naturally, I ran back down the stairs to see what had happened.
And what had happened?
When I reached the hallway, I found Hala standing outside the library door. Pierre was just beyond her.
That's a lie, Orion. You were already in the hallway when I came from the den.
Ridiculous. I've already told you.
Both of you tell the grand lie. I, Pierre, arrived to find out that...
And you were in the hall, too, when I appeared.
Oh, no.
Hala was at the library door. I saw her.
Nick, you'll say you saw me shoot Stephanie.
That I would not doubt.
Nor I.
Why, you unmitigated scoundrel.
Hala, a murder suspect should control herself. Anything you say...
Just a minute. I'll get it. Drake speaking. Oh, hello, Ryan. I see. That's just what I needed. Yes. Thank you. That was Medical Examiner Ryan, Inspector. Hatred and greed and an overabundance of beauty can be a dreadful thing, Hala. Now I know beyond a shadow of a doubt who fired that shot, Inspector.
Okay, Bart. So, who fired the shot that killed Stephanie Brett?
I wish I could say that all three of our suspects had fired it. One is no less responsible than another for Stephanie's death.
Why, the idea...
I don't follow you, Drake.
Explain, please.
Selfishness, greed, and vanity, those are the true murderers. Hatred and suspicion and jealousy, those are the motives.
Yeah, Bart, but look, who fired the shot?
Stephanie did.
Stephanie? You mean she killed herself?
But I thought she couldn't have.
Can you blame her? You all hated her. We're all jealous of her. Stephanie hated you. She saw a chance for revenge. The gun was on the floor. It belonged to Pierre. Hala's fingerprints were on it. She knew that Orion had been seen in the library a few minutes before. If it weren't for one little detail, she might have succeeded in sending you all to the chair.
One detail? What was that?
In order that the police would lose no time in apprehending one or all three of the murderers, Stephanie called me on the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
She said she'd been shot, was dying. I heard the crash over the phone as she fell. Naturally, I found her in the library with the phone off the hook. I assumed that she'd been murdered.
Yeah, naturally.
Working on this premise, not knowing the bitter hatred in her heart, it was not until Medical Examiner Ryan called me and said that Stephanie had been killed instantly that I realized she couldn't have been murdered.
Now I get it. If Stephanie was killed instantly, she couldn't have called you first. Dead people don't talk over telephone.
That's it, Inspector. Stephanie called me, put on her act, and then shot herself.
Bart, we're a great team. Now, if you hadn't called me and suggested...
Watch yourself, Inspector. Remember,
mystery is my hobby.